It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you, coast to coast, on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuning in, hanging out with us on a Friday night, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I'll be hanging out one more hour. The show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Of course. But of course. Man, we've had a fun show. So much football going on all over the place. We're getting ready for all the conference championship games. We have a couple conference championship games that are already underway. I'll give you an update on what's going on in a second, momentarily. Talked about some NFL games this weekend. We had a head coach on, a former head coach, former Boise State player, Mike Sanford Jr., came by. If you've missed a minute or a second of the show, just hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. It's free. It's the holiday season. How many things are you getting for free? I can tell you what I'm getting for the holidays. Hickey, you know what I'm getting for the holidays?
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. Not getting anything. I gotta do a lot of giving, a lot of giving back. I'm not getting nothing. Hickey, I haven't thought about Christmas for a long time. I don't get nothing. Nothing. I'm trying to remember the last thing I got. I can't remember the last thing I got for Christmas.
Really? Nothing good ever? Stocking stuffer, Secret Santa, grab bag, nothing.
I can't, Hickey, when I tell you I don't remember the last, I don't know if that's good or bad. I don't remember the last thing I got.
Do you shop for yourself? Like some people do that, you know, treat themselves. Do you do that at all or no?
Hickey, I hate shopping. Hate it.
I mean, can't say I disagree.
I hate shopping. I hate the experience. I hate looking. I hate it all. Hate it.
Is that also online shopping or just more reserved for in-person shopping?
Yeah, I want to see what I'm buying. I hate it. That's you know, fair. I don't want to do online.
How's it fit? How's it actually look on
Hickey,
you?
Listen, you want to know how much of a dumbass I am?
Sure.
How much I dislike stuff like this? I said, let me get some pillows. I'm stupid, right? I'm a dummy. I needed pillows. You know what I did?
I bought
the pillows on Amazon.
Okay.
All right. And I looked at the reviews, and it was just like a four and a half stars out of five. And so I said, oh, these got to be great pillows. And so the box arrived. It was in the size of like an elongated shoe box, right? It's that size. And I'm like, how the hell are there two pillows in here? And so they sucked all the air and like, what do you call it? Not freeze wrap.
Like vacuum sucked?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so it said, you know, do this to get the pillows out, whatever. And in a day, the pillows will be fluffed and put them in the dryer and let it fluff out that way, and these are going to be the most amazing pillows ever. Hickey, those were the worst pillows I ever put my head on in life. The night I slept on those pillows was I didn't sleep. I felt like crap. I'm stupid. Who buys pillows on Amazon? Oh, thousands of people, but me, I'm stupid.
I never even would have thought they would have vacuum sealed pillow. Like, to make them that flat, I can't imagine they ever come back.
Right.
Jeez.
These pillows were rolled up. It took me a day to take them right back to Amazon. I took them to a little Amazon store, and I said, here, take these back. And take them back. He's like, I said I couldn't roll them back up. He said, I understand. Oh, my God. I was so miserable about that. Anyway, man, we got a lot to do. Of course, at the end of the show, I'm going to tell you about a few things that took place this day in sports history. Let's talk about what's taking place right now. How about this? The American Athletic Championship, the AAC. Army is beating up on Tulane. My buddy's at Tulane. I'm sorry. I love Tulane. I love New Orleans. I love the food. There's so much I love about New Orleans. There's certain things I cannot say on air. Army is beating Tulane 14-0. Meanwhile, in Boise, I love Boise, Idaho, too. Had the best steak in America that I've ever had in Boise, Idaho. Boise State is beating UNLV 7-0. There's about 6 minutes to go in the first half of that game. About 6 minutes to go here in Army and Tulane as well. Pretty cool as well. We told you earlier in the show before they got started, Ashton Jeanty, Heisman candidate, along with Travis Hunter, is probably going to be between those two guys. Jensen enters the game with 340 yards until he passes Barry Sanders. As of right now, as I speak, he has 32 yards. Okay, no big shock. You know, UNLV and trying to handle him. We got two rushing teams. Barry Sanders actually tweeted about this. Barry Sanders went online and he said, "Hey, Ashton Jensen, wishing you luck tonight. My fans can gripe, but records are made to be broken, and I'm rooting for you. I love seeing all these NFL and NCAA running backs showing the value of the position. Run the rock, Barry Sanders." Man, Barry Sanders is so cool. The Barry Sanders does not care about anything. He doesn't. Barry Sanders like, "I'm done playing this. I'm out of here." He doesn't care about nothing. I like Barry Sanders. I missed him. Man, that was a bad man. Best running back I've seen in my lifetime. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Kevin is calling from Dallas, Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, JR. I appreciate you taking my call. I love your show. I just want to say I'm a 34-year-old Air Force vet, and I just think it's super cool. You know, obviously Army's not going to make the college football playoff. We all know
right,
that.
Right, right.
But I just think it's, you know, with the restrictions that they have with recruiting, and they don't really have the advantage that other teams have. I just want to give a shout out to my Army brothers out there, even though I'm from the Air Force, but you know, we're all a brotherhood, and I just think it's something that should be celebrated. I know they're up 14-0 right now, maybe go up 17-0 here in a little bit, but I just think it's such a super accomplishment for them to be able to win a conference championship, potentially. You know, who knows? We still have another half to go. But I just want to give a shout out to all the Army players, and you know, offensive line still has to keep a certain weight to pass their fitness exams and all that.
Right,
so
right.
I just think it's super cool, and I just want to give a shout out to all the Army people out there fighting for our country and doing all that. So I just want to
shout out to you. You're I know Veterans Day is gone, but man, shout outs to you. Thank you for your service, Kevin.
I appreciate it. So I just want to give a shout out to the Army, and I appreciate you taking my call, and I'll let you go on from here.
I appreciate you. Have a wonderful weekend. Wonderful weekend. That's an excellent point. You don't expect the service schools to be here. They're beating up on Tulane. I'm like, nah, man, not my guys. Love Tulane. Green Wave. I love them. You see, can you see? Hickey, why doesn't Belichick go coach one of the military schools, right? Why don't he do that?
Well, I think that'd be the dream, right? For him to coach Navy?
Right.
There's an affinity for Navy.
Yeah, it's family business. Might as well.
That'd be fun. That'd be very likable there.
And that will now
be America's team.
And now we got this update from about Belichick going to North Carolina. What's this latest update? Let's see. According to Andrew Carter, who is a writer for the News Observer in the Carolinas, he says, "I'm told Belichick camp is lobbying hard for the North Carolina opening and that there's some chaos surrounding candidates and who is best among the decision makers. Resolution expected as soon as Sunday. John Sumrall remains a leading candidate." Hickey, this is like everybody now. Nobody wants Belichick because he's just going to run the whole show. Is that what it is?
I think there's a real fear because you've seen when Tom Brady's gone and Bill's calling all the shots, it's not pretty.
He's still let's also remember he ticked everybody off in Cleveland. I don't want to bring that up. People hate his guts in Cleveland because of that, benching Bernie. He's a good coach. He's a good coach. You just don't do this because of Brady. Come on.
I'm not trying to insinuate that he's a bad coach. I think he's a good coach. I'm insinuating that he's a bad talent evaluator, bad drafter, bad free agent signer.
He knows talent. He's just a bad drafter.
The roster stinks. And I think he still is a good coach, but he can't even overcome the bad roster he put together.
Yeah, well, and now Mayo is now coaching his team and it's crap. Remember he defended the roster earlier this year? What is he defending now?
Wow.
He's blaming Mayo now? What are we doing?
What are you going to throw, you know, can't throw your former boss under the
You can. You're just not supposed to.
Well, I guess.
There's certain things you're not supposed to do. Hey, let's listen to Nick Saban. Earlier today, Nick Saban was on the Pat McAfee show, and Nick Saban was just like, Belichick would be terrific in college.
First of all, you know, Bill's an outstanding coach. He's very well organized. He's a good teacher. I think he relates well with the players. So I think he would do a great job in college. The only thing that would be different is recruiting. But as you say, relationship building is not as important. Not that Bill wouldn't be good at that. Is not as important now that you pay players. I think it becomes a little bit more about, you know, the money and the deal that you make with them. So it is a little bit more like pro football. So, and I think Bill knows how to manage that and would do a good job. So it doesn't surprise me when you have a coach of his caliber, quality, consistency and success for a lot of years that it wouldn't be somebody that people would consider.
Yeah, whatever. Hickey, I'm trying to think if I was a betting man, which I think I am, but I'm not. I don't know what the hell I do. I do my prize picks. Yeah, anyway. I would say no. I know you think yes. Would you put money down? Would you put big money down on Belichick going to North Carolina?
Big money, no. Okay. I'm also not a big gambler in general. Would I put a small amount of money? I would. Sorry, I just sneezed there. My bad.
It's okay.
Terribly timed. You're
human being, you sneeze, right?
I do. I'm in fact not a robot.
As we also heard from our joke last hour from our caller, you also do not pee soup.
No, I do not. I'm glad. Okay. Look at that. You're getting it now. Turning it around.
No, I still don't get the joke. All right.
But like, this doesn't seem like it seems random, right? But I don't think he's doing it if there wasn't an interest. Like, he's not just taking this interview just because.
Yeah, sure. But he might as well. Why not take the interview? Why not? Well, you don't say no. I'm not interested. No, thank you.
But why would he like? Why waste his time? I mean, he's on a million shows. He has a million podcasts. He's got a girlfriend who I'm sure is full of energy. Like, he doesn't have a lot of time to just be like, "Eh, I'm sitting around, nothing better to do. I'll talk football with some North Carolina boosters for like an hour."
Sorry, Hickey. How old is Belichick's girlfriend? Sorry.
I think you nailed it, right? Isn't she like 25? No,
bruh. Uh-oh. 24 years old. Oh my god.
Times that by 3. Guess what that age is?
Whoa. Yuck. Yuck. Yuck, 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 yuck. Oh, oof. Man. Oh.
Well, she'll be back at home surrounded by
bruh.
Some folks her age.
Good for him, though, right? Good for him.
Maybe, you know what? Maybe this is why he's willing to go back into college. Why? I can connect with the youth.
He, what is it? Belichick is going to be a polygamist now? I don't he's, know.
No. I'm saying he could connect to 16, 17-year-old, 18-year-old men. You know, he's hip. He knows what the trends are.
Ah, what is she going to tell him? Like, this is what you need to do to attract these recruits. Imagine, this is terrible. I'm gonna say this. I'm going to take a call, and then we're going to break because this is just too much. I'm going overboard. Could you imagine if Belichick is in coaching in college, and then his girlfriend ends up with one of the students because they're the same age?
Jeez.
It's crazy, wow. Right? Wild the things have happened. We have seen, I'll say this again, poor Scottie Pippen. Scottie Pippen's poor, let's see, his ex-wife was with Michael Jordan's kid. Come on, it's some wild times,
did
man.
Did you see the Alabama story?
Oh, my God. Wait, that's fake. It's fake.
It's fake?
I looked that up. I saw nothing real. The player who was reportedly, you know, dating whatever, and then he got suspended. Nah, fake. And then he entered the transfer portal. Fake.
Oh, okay. I did not do that much. You know what? I got fooled then. I should have looked up.
You were looking at ball sack sports. So, yeah, but you got sacked.
I swear I thought it was ESPN. Ball sack just must, you know, it's easy to differ, you know, to mix them up.
Yeah, I didn't see that on, you know, ESPN. It was all about some ball sack sports.
Next time, we go to CBS Sports, not ball sack next time.
Yeah, yeah. That's, you think Bill Belichick is finding out his football news on ball sack sports? No. What a world we live in. The internet is a crazy place.
It is.
855-212-4227. Marty is calling up from New York. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Marty?
Yes, good evening, JR. Good to talk to you. It's been a while, but I know you haven't been on the local FAN station on Saturdays, but in any case, I'd like to weigh in on the Belichick situation.
I got something cooking soon, Marty. Stay tuned.
Oh, good. I look forward to that. But
yeah, not for you, though.
Oh, okay. But Belichick, you know, recruiting takes a lot of time and effort. And, you know, at 73 years old, that might be a difficult task for him. I know he'll probably have some assistants to help him out.
His girlfriend will help. His girlfriend will help.
Maybe, yeah. you make a point there. And also, you know, can he relate to 18 to 22-year-olds? But I think it's ironic. I don't know if you pointed this out earlier. I wasn't listening earlier. But it's ironic that he's going after that North Carolina job. That's LT's alma mater. And I'm just wondering if he does land the job. I mean, he can bring Taylor along with him. Maybe
Whoa, Marty. Marty, you got to be joking, right?
No, I don't know. I mean, it's just ironic.
No, Marty. Do you know what Lawrence Taylor has been up to over the past bunch of years, Marty?
I understand that, but, you know, he's close to Belichick, so I don't know. I mean,
Marty, no.
Okay. I know he's had his issues. I'm well aware of that, but, you know.
You can't. Now I have to explain for people who are not aware. I get you, but no, I don't think Belichick is going, and if he does, I can bet you that we will not see Lawrence Taylor anywhere near a college campus. Okay.
Okay. That's fair.
That's fair. Well, thank you, Marty. You enjoy the football over the weekend, okay?
I definitely will, JR. I look forward to you on the local station.
But thank you so much. Appreciate you, Marty. And shout outs to all my folks, WFAN in New York City. Shout outs to my local folks, 92.9 The Game here in Atlanta, Georgia. Shout outs to everybody listening nationally right now all over North America. Hickey, I got to tell you, that is not something I had ever thought in my life that I'd hear suggested. Ever. We gonna hire Lawrence Taylor to work on a... Is he allowed? Is he physically allowed to do that?
No, but I love Marty's justification. Well, he's close to Bill. Forget everything else. He's close to Bill.
You know, I have to... This is just part of the job. I now have to fill in the blanks, okay? Oh boy. Okay. Here we go. In May 2010, Lawrence Taylor was arrested for statutory rape of a 16-year-old girl at a Holiday Inn in Montebello, New York. He didn't know how old she was. That was the thing there. He had an issue with the pimp, and there you have it. Okay. Allegation of domestic violence. December 2021, Lawrence Taylor was arrested again, failing to report his new address, which he has to do as a registered sex offender. Okay, all right. So, I don't think he's going to be allowed near a campus. I don't think that's the best idea. I don't think LT would be near, you know, just no. Hickey, you know what I'm not going to do if I have a farm? If I have chickens, you know what I'm not going to do?
What's that?
I'm not just going to, you know, put the fox in the kitchen, you know, and just leave the door open while I leave. I'm not going to do that.
No, huh?
No.
So if you had let's say a high school aged son looking to play college football, you're not sending him there?
Sending him where?
To play for LT.
A son? If I'm a school, I'm not.
Oh, jeez.
If I'm a school, I'm not hiring him.
That's very true. That's very fair.
What? Lawrence Taylor should now be coaching with my brother for the girls' basketball team in New York City, right?
I think he answered the question. I don't think he's even allowed to coach.
Oh my God!
Not
I don't know
allowed
if he,
anywhere near a college campus.
You need to know where he lives.
That's great. That's just
yo. Come on, Marty. I talk to Marty all the time. Marty, come on. Oh, Marty.
Hey, but hey, he's close to Belichick.
What are you thinking, Marty? Man, and we should let the we should let the sniper, I don't know. Let's give the sniper an invite to the I don't even know way. Let me just stop. It's just ridiculous. It's the JR Sport Brief show here. Hickey, I thought that said something else on the board right now. to have this in the breath. It's a Friday. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Of course, we're going to talk more football, give you an update on all the games going on tonight, over the weekend. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. You know, we're going to do this. We're going to develop this joke segment on Fridays. We're going to develop it. So, hey, if you enjoyed some of the jokes that you heard over the past few hours, we are going to we're going to have more. We're going to have fancy imaging and sound to introduce it. And get used to it every Friday. We got you. 855-212-4227. Yeah, it looks like Boise State is going to take care of this one. Ashton Gentry just scored a touchdown. Boise State currently leads UNLV 20-0. Gentry, 14 carries, 132 yards. Wow, crazy. Is this what just happened? Let's see. Da-da-da-da-da. 75-yard touchdown run. Yeah. Okay. I'd say if he busts ass, now 21, it kicks the extra point. If he busts ass, he might pass Barry Sanders. Not tonight. Can't do it. He needed three. How many did he need tonight? 340? Yeah, 340 yards to pass Barry Sanders. Well, tonight already he has 132. Now, if this man goes out there and gets 200 more yards, well, why do you want to do that, right? Want this man to be healthy. Why are you going to give him carries and an ass whooping? Also, right now, Army is smacking Tulane. The same score, 21-0. Nicky, these games suck. Games suck. Conference championship games suck. Send you get the old UNLV quarterback. Get him and give him his job back.
Is it too late for that?
I guess it is, right? It's too late. Anyway, looking forward to more of these conference championship games. Tomorrow, Arizona State, Iowa State, UGA in Texas, Penn State. I know, Hickey, you're not excited. You're lying. You're not excited for Penn State versus Oregon. You think you're going to get whooped.
I do think they will lose. But with that said, I am excited to see how – I'm excited to see how they play. I'm excited for the game. I am.
Okay. Well, let's listen to head coach of Penn State, James Franklin. He talks about facing Oregon. Know that they are probably going to whoop that ass.
We're excited to play Oregon. Great opportunity playing the number one team in the country. We're excited about that. That's what we control. That's what we're focused on. Not focused on anything else. I mean, I understand the question, and I appreciate the question. But we're just focused on trying to beat the number one team in the country, Oregon, in Indianapolis, in the Big Ten, and just totally focused on that and not any of the other scenarios or discussions.
Yeah, let's listen to more coaches. Why not? Well, hey, we got a lot of callers who hit us up about the Gamecocks and Clemson, and people was complaining about who's in and who's out, who's going to be in, who's out. We know that Clemson is going to be participating in the ACC championship tomorrow against SMU. Be rather interesting to see whether or not we end up with two teams from the ACC in a playoff. I don't think that'll be the case. But let's listen to Dabo Swinney. It's like, hey, Clemson ACC championship almost every damn year. What did Dabo say?
I know we're supposedly a bad program now, and we're doom and gloom, David. It's all downhill. Everything's terrible. But I think we've been in this game two out of the last 3 years. This is our eighth time in 10 years. And I don't think we've gone back-to-back years not being in this game since 13 and 14. So, and I know for all the things that have to change and how we're supposed to be like everybody else, I'd say that's pretty good. You know, eight times in 10 years. And so really proud of that consistency. And we got two goals left, and that's to win the ACC and to win the closer. And if we hit them two goals, hey, we'll be national champs.
Hickey, how come he's never miserable? He gets angry, but he's never miserable. He never sounds like Ryan Day.
I guess those national titles, right, kind of help him out. Make him a little happier.
What's wrong with his quarterbacks when they leave, though?
Wow.
I know another guy they won't let back onto a college campus. His old quarterback, Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
I still can't believe Marty called. Yeah. Let Lawrence Taylor, you know, be a college coach. Hickey, I could not. Could you see him on the sidelines focusing? On the football.
Yes and no. I could see him being locked in with the help of something else.
Oh boy.
But also, yeah, I could see him looking around.
I like Joe Namath. I've met him.
Oh.
I've met his daughter. Very nice people. Like Joe Namath, you can't have Joe Namath back at Alabama. No. Just rolling up to young ladies. I want to kiss you. No, we don't need that stuff. Anyway, let's get back to some more of the coaches that are going to be playing here in Georgia. I'm ready for this one. We got Texas and Georgia. And Steve Sarkisian, he was like, man, we at the SEC championship game. We just got to the damn SEC.
Being part of this game is something that we hold in very high regard. Our guys have worked extremely hard to get to this point. And so we take this, very seriously. This is a big deal to us.
Yeah, it is. It's a big deal. Listen to Kirby Smart. He's been here. He's like, we're not playing Alabama this time. Okay.
It's a great game. And it's one that I've played in a lot of times and had a lot of heartbreak and a lot of triumph. But that's what makes this conference special, is this game is tough. And the atmosphere, the electricity around the game is really awesome. So we're looking forward to it. Honored to be playing Coach Sark and his team at Texas. What a tremendous job he's done there. Getting them into this game is a gauntlet. And it's a reward to play in it, and both teams have earned that.
Man, he's been yelling at some guys all week. Been yelling. He needs a Ricola, a lozenge, a Halls. That guy's throat is messed up. Happens when you're yelling at. Anyway, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Yeah, I could tell you one thing we will not have at the game tomorrow. That bull is not going to be at the game. Bevo is not going to be at the game. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. The phone line's open if you want to give me a holler. 855-212-4227. And, of course, we'll tell you about a few things that took place this day in sports history. But, hey, you know what? We got Brent from Illinois. We'll talk to him, and then we'll get to a news flash. Brent, what's up?
Hello, JR. How are you?
I'm excellent.
Oh, okay. I got a joke, but I just, like a month ago, I told you the Woody Woodpecker, the barrel over the Niagara Falls. I sent you that cartoon by email today.
Oh, well, thank you. I'll take a look.
Okay, I got a joke for you. Okay. There's this man who got possessed by the devil, and he's having convulsions, got very sick, and it's like his old being is like being taken over. So his friends got concerned. They called the priest to do an exorcism on him. The priest comes to do an exorcism on this man that has a devil in him, and finally it worked. It cleared him, and everybody was happy.
Okay.
So the priest for his services want to get paid for it.
Oh,
the man that was sick couldn't pay for it. So what happened to the man?
I don't know. He died?
He got repossessed.
Oh. Is it repo? Did you hear us talking about the repo man earlier?
Yes, I did.
Oh, thank you. I like that repossession joke. Okay.
Yep.
I give you credit for that. That's creative, Brent. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great football weekend, Chair.
You as well. Lots of football. Marco Belletti, did you like that joke?
It's not bad. It's not bad. A little long in the preamble, but not bad. Not bad.
Not bad. Yeah, shout outs to Brent. Call up with a good joke. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back, we're going to start to wrap things up. I'm going to tell you why the hell they won't let a bull into a football game. That is not a joke. And then we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227 is the number if you want to give me a holler. You want to tell a joke before we roll out? In a few minutes, we're going to roll into a few things that took place this day in sports history. Today is Friday, December 6th. The year is 2024. We're getting ready for championship weekend, championship Saturday. And by the time we come back on Monday, we'll have gone through another slate of NFL games, NFL Sunday. We'll know the playoff seedings for the college football championship. And so we're really moving into the nuts and bolts. Yes, Dak Prescott, not nuts and screws, of football. In both the college, the pros, college might as well be pros. You get what the hell I'm saying. Now, before we went to break, I did mention to you one of the conference championship games for the SEC is going to take place tomorrow with Texas and Georgia. And we all know about Georgia's bulldog. I don't know what dog they up to right now, and I don't keep track. And we also know that Bevo, that big old bull from Texas, he's not making a trip. He's been banned. Take a listen to this from KVUE.
Unfortunately, Texas mascot Bevo will have to root for the Horns from a distance. He will not be at Saturday's game in Georgia. He's staying here. The Silver Spurs say there's just no room for him on the field. And we all know what happened with Uga, So I think it's just better that, you know, maybe the Longhorn Bevo gets a bye week.
Yeah, Bevo tried to, did he try to horn him or eat him? We don't know. We don't know what happened. Thank God.
That's true. You're right. Thank God we never found out what he's actually trying to do.
Oh, my God. And that was on camera, too. Could you imagine? And was that live? That was a recorded piece when they played it on TV, if I remember correctly.
Oh, like when the cameras I'm assuming so.
Yeah, I think that was
insane timing.
They wouldn't. Could you imagine everybody at home watching live? It's like, hey, here are the mascots. And the next thing you know, they'd have to. Well, there's a delay on TV. They would not show a bull destroy a dog on television.
Oh, my God. Bevo's doing, where are those horns going? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
PETA would be on lines 1, 2, 3,
what?
4, 5.
No, Hickey, we would not see any animals anyway. There'd be no animals anywhere on sports. So good stuff there. By the way, there is no space. This is not there's no space for that on the sidelines. I've been to Mercedes-Benz a million times. There's no space for that thing. There's so many suites now on the field and behind the benches. There's no space. They'd rather make money pulling a bull. 855-212-4227. Instead of talking about a bull, let's talk to a Bill. Bill from Arizona. You're on the JR Sport Brief.
Hey, how you doing? I've got a good joke, and this one actually got me out of a ticket. I was going 70 and a 35, and a cop pulled me over.
Whoa.
I told him, hey, have you got a minute? I want to tell you a joke. He said, okay. So this old man was bought a sports car, and he decided to take it out, see what it would do. So he took it up to 70, 80, 90, 100 miles an hour. All of a sudden, he sees these lights behind him. He goes, they're not going to catch me. He goes, 110, 120, 130, 140. He decides, I'm going to pull over and take my medicine. So the cop gets out and goes, look it, I'm on my way in. This is my last ride in. If I write you up or I have to arrest you, it's going to take more time. If you tell me something I've never heard before, I'll let you go.
Hurry.
So the old man says, okay. So I was speeding up, and all of a sudden I see you guys come behind me, and I went faster and faster and faster. And I realized that, you know what? Several years ago, my wife ran off with a cop, and I thought you were trying to give her back to me.
Oh, boy.
And I told the cop that, and he let me off with a speeding ticket.
Hey, well, listen. Well, that's dangerous. Drive safe out there, Bill, okay?
All right, bye.
All right, thank you so much. Hickey, he wasn't impressed that I wasn't impressed. Well, did you like that joke?
So I've been called in the past a cheap laugh, so I did laugh at it.
All right.
I will say that the lead up to it is very long.
It was long as hell.
Bill lost track a few times.
Yeah, I lost track. Thank you, Bill. Hey, let's not lose track. Let's go back in time to a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. It's December 6th, 2024. If we go back in time, we'll talk about a few things that happened. How about this day, December 6th, 1961. Ernie Davis from Syracuse, he won the Heisman. He was the first black man to do so. Take a listen to this.
Ernie Davis of Syracuse, the fleet Syracuse halfback, is voted the Heisman Trophy as the outstanding college football player of the year. The 21-year-old whiz kid is as hard to stop as a 10-ton truck. Watch that number 44. Over for the touchdown, the kind of playing that sparked the Syracuse offensive. Ernie hopes to play 8 or 10 years of professional football and then pursue a business career.
Yeah, God bless him. That was dope. Hey, December 6, 1992, Jerry Rice, he set an NFL record. 101 touchdowns, okay? This is courtesy of NBC. San Francisco, the Niners beat Miami 27-3 in Candlestick. He broke Steve Largent's record. Listen to this.
Third and goal from the 12. The brilliant wide receiver from Mississippi Valley State. He's out to the left. The time Bill Walsh first saw highlight films of him at Mississippi Valley State. And they traded 2 picks to New England to get New England's number one in 1985. He had trouble the first couple of games, didn't he? And then after that, he just seems to be the perfect man for the position.
Yes, Jerry Rice, greatest wide receiver ever. It took place on December 6, 1992. A little bit more recent, I guess. Hey, how about this? In 2009, Brett Favre, 283rd consecutive game. This is Brett Favre talking about it in 2014.
I mean, I'm not going to bed at night thinking or saying my prayers that no one breaks it. But it does mean a lot to me. I think someday someone will break it. It will be tough. And as you have to be to hold that record, mentally, physically, you have to be tough. You have to be hard-headed. You have to be a little bit insane at times too.
No, well, there's drugs for these things now. And sometimes this man ultimately played in 297 consecutive games. That's crazy in the NFL. The players move around too much. I don't think we're gonna see that broken anytime soon. Hey, let's get a couple calls in before we roll out of here. 855-212-4227. Don is here from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Don?
Hey, JR, I'm going to try to speed it up because I know you got much time. But this joke is about back in the day when everybody used to make moonshine, especially farmers. But the school got together and said the only way we can stop this outbreak of alcohol and whiskey is we got to educate the kids. So the kids all come to school the next day, and the board gets together and says, you got to give those guys some kind of experience that scares the hell out of them. So, teacher goes, it's the end of the day. Here's a glass of water, she pours a glass of water, and here's a glass of whiskey, she pours a glass of whiskey. She drops the worm in a glass of water, the worm swims around. Then she drops the worm in a glass of whiskey, worm goes up to a ball, falls down and dies. What did that teacher class? Johnny raises his hand and goes, you're drinking up good whiskey, you'll never have worms.
If you what? Your phone wasn't... If you drink good whiskey, you what?
Never have worms.
You'll never have worms? Oh, okay, I get it. All right. Oh, thank you, Dan. Oh, Don, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Hey, man, good talking. I wish I had one more time.
I got you.
The Packers-Detroit game, I could touch on, but I'm not going to.
It's game's over. The Packers will be fine. They'll go to the postseason and win a round or two, and then they'll lose to the Lions.
The referees,
Don, a simple question, yes or no. Are the Lions better than the Packers?
If the referees are on your side, yes.
No, I didn't ask you. It was a yes or no. Did you fail in school? Are the Lions better team? Are they a better team than the Packers? Okay, all right.
Yeah. Take
okay.
Care.
YouTube, Don, thank you so much. Hickey, I couldn't follow that joke. He needs a new phone. I couldn't follow.
Yeah, I still don't get it.
I didn't either. You got worms? Somebody got worms or something? I don't know.
It started off hot. It kind of petered out a little bit, but still a strong start that carried us through for most of the night.
Hickey, everybody told a joke today except for you. Go ahead, your turn.
Oh, I got nothing. I don't even have a joke right now that I could give you off the top of my head.
Knock, knock joke? Nothing?
No. I'm not funny.
You're hilarious. You make me laugh here every day. Hilarious.
Oh, I could. Yeah, I don't even have a joke like in the back pocket.
I think Marty came by. Oh, that's not a joke.
Well.
What Marty said about Lawrence Taylor being on a college campus is not a joke. It's sad. Anyway, hey, the week is over. How the hell is the week over? How the hell did we get here?
Has flown by, right?
Oh, my God. What's tomorrow? The 7th? When we come back, it'll be what? The 9th? Hickey, where can people listen to you? How?
Right here, Infinity Sports Network, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Sunday night. Get ready. We'll recap here the NFL Week 14.
Yeah, make sure you listen to Hickey. Hickey, tell him your social stuff, man.
Ryan_Hickey and the number 3 on Twitter. Check me out.
Hey, thank you so much to Mike Sanford Jr. for coming through. Enjoy conference championship weekend. We'll talk about the rankings. We'll get into it all. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. The JR Sport Brief show is done. Bart Winkler coming up next. Thank you, Hickey.